Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
iTunes or on the Stitcher app.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Prices of bacon and vodka holding steady. Two staples of the program. Right. Friday, by the way, in case you're wondering what day it is and you woke up this morning. Big weekend. What are your weekend plans, guys? We'll tweet those out later.
Yeah, we might finish this puzzle we were working on.
Oh, you still just walked past it?
We were, and finally we're like, we should probably...
What is the box? Oh, it's a Chief thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Arrowhead.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
If you're a Chief fan.
Oh, yeah. I saw on Facebook they're selling, they're like little Lego items, but it's NFL stadiums.
I saw those, yeah.
Yeah.
They look cool.
150 pieces where you slap together your favorite stadium.
Well, remember you said... the Viking helmet, my buddy of mine said he tried to put a helmet together.
Oh, yeah.
And it took forever.
And it was really difficult because the pieces are really tiny.
Right.
Yeah, this Viking helmet, the Lego thing, is like 1,300 pieces. Ridiculous.
Listen, I'm all for hobbies. You know me.
Mm-hmm.
But, do a puzzle or still just or surf the TV. I'm still going to surf the TV.
Oh, I think the biggest thing of the weekend for me is that Bulls documentary that Jordan did, 10-hour, The Last Dance, it starts on Sunday night.
Right.
It's like five Sunday nights in a row for 2 hours.
I think it's too many hours, but I'd like to watch maybe a 2-hour documentary about his career.
Well, this is just that one season.
I know.
This is that 98
which makes
season.
It worse.
Yeah. That is in the weeds. I wish it was his whole career if it's 10 episodes, right?
Holy cow, 10 episodes? How long are these episodes?
Well, they're hour long, but they're showing two at a time.
Got it. All right.
Yeah. So it's 2 hours, five Sunday nights in a row.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It is.
It's just one season? It's not his whole career?
No,
it's called The Last Dance because it's about that 98 season, that final championship.
Okay.
When they knew going into the season that they were going to be broken up afterwards.
Because of what was his name?
Phil.
Krause.
Krause, yeah.
Phil was leaving.
Phil announced he was leaving. No, he'd been told he was leaving.
He was told he was leaving, right? Okay. I heard that too.
They
chose Krause. Remember that dumbass thought, we're going to replace new guys who keep winning. And no. Krause was the bad guy.
I saw some clip. They said they basically told him, look, you can go 82-0. You're fired after the end of this year.
That was it. Krause wanted to move on from everybody, which is stupid.
Right. Yeah, the final championship season, 97-98. Puss is a big fan of anybody who won a championship in 1997. He likes the Bulls. He likes the Packers.
The Packers have won since then.
Is your favorite baseball team the Florida Marlins? Because they won the World Series in 97.
The Huskers didn't catch on.
Oh, that's
with
right. Yeah. Oh, no. He was an Iowa boy.
Yeah.
Although I know some Iowa boys that sold their soul to the Huskers.
Who's your favorite golfer? Davis, Love III, Justin Leonard, Ernie Els, or Tiger?
Well, honestly, Todd, at that point in my life in the 90s, junior high school, my sports viewing habits were dictated by what I could see on TV.
And the Bulls were on.
And it was the Bulls and the Braves because they were both on your super stations, you know?
Yeah.
That's it. So I remember watching the Bulls all through the 90s when they had that dynasty.
No, I pretty much latched on to anybody from 1997. Like, I was a big fan of Gustavo Kuerten when he won the French Open.
No, you really weren't.
That was a big moment.
Because you were reading that. If you were a fan, you would just sit off the top of your head.
Right.
Don't tell me that.
I have no idea who that guy is.
Don't tell me that. I did see a little thing because sports is just begging for stuff to talk about. I actually tweeted it out too that. For you personally, I realize that everybody's got their own personal deal. What was the most jarring thing when you saw a player you knew in a different jersey? They're talking about when they end up.
I saw that.
And so for me personally, I realize there's other famous people out there, but was Franco Harris was a Seahawk. For the last season. And to see him in a Seahawk jersey jarred me more than anything. And I read, somebody put it out there, it was Montana as a chief. And, of course,
Favre is a Viking.
The Wizard, the Favre is a Viking.
Jerry Rice
right.
is a Raider.
Jerry Rice is a Raider, right. All
those, Jordan is a Wizard.
There's a ton of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like that.
Shaq's a Celtic.
Yep. Shaq, well, Shaq was ever in the behavior.
He bounced around
that,
for a while.
But Shaq is a Celtic. As a Celtic fan, was freaky.
Just looks weird.
Really weird, yeah.
Randy Moss as a Patriot was the one that
probably
upset me the
most.
Mine was Neil Smith in a Broncos uniform. Well, just hate it, but I understood too, because he's like, "Hey, I want to win," and you're like, "Oh yeah, you would have to go somewhere else, wouldn't you? That sucks." Well,
that's why what's his face left there?
Gonzalez.
Yeah, Gonzalez. Yeah. I want to win. And you can be mad at him, right?
You're like, you deserve a shot, man. See ya. Good luck.
Not anymore, because the Chiefs won the last Super Bowl,
the final one.
I think when Tony Gonzalez left, didn't Chiefs fans really kind of en masse go, "Yeah, we get it."
Yeah.
Yeah, no like, hard feelings.
Oh, it was just a massive Nick saying, I get it.
I don't think that
thanks
guy,
for
I
mean, staying as long as you did, man. But,
yeah, he's still pretty beloved in Kansas City.
Yeah, I think he is.
He got some backlash because at one point he like said something nicer about Atlanta than he did Kansas City, and they were like, what?
Well, the weather was nicer. He probably said that, and I got mad at him.
Yeah. I think he's fine now.
Yeah, I think he's fine.
Once again, in our Deadpool, Brian Dennehy,
great
actor, died at the age of 81. Brian was picked by Dr. Feltersnatch, S. McLaughlin, 44, and Varmint. Howard Finkel also passed away. Ring announcer for the WWE, is what I understand.
Mm-hmm.
He was picked by Amish Oil Change, Cyclone Donkey Punch, Furloughed Vibrators, Heavy Bertation, Chance Pitter.
That's careful. Be careful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, by the way, I almost did. A
that guy
times.
Was furloughing vibrators before furloughing was cool.
Good point.
Right.
Yeah.
Three hole tongue punch and Todd Fitztyler.
Three holes, no waiting.
Speaking of Brian Dennehy, I played this earlier, but it's only 1:46 or something like that. We had Dennehy on the show with us in 07. And, of course, we brought him in. Well, you'll hear it, but. He was plugging something, you know. He was Callahan. He was old man Callahan,
Big
and Tommy
Tom
boy.
Callahan.
Yeah, and this is a real nice clip. At the ending, we didn't get a chance to cut it off. He talks about dying, but
his character.
His character, What are you going to do? Yeah. How do you plug him? This guy's done everything. So let's
for an award.
Oh, I know. What I get this.
Oh, you plug him with the big lead in.
That's right. He'll love this.
He's in a
second rock to me. See the girl with the diamond ring. She knows how to twist that thing. Oh, oh.
All right, this is a Tony Award winner, great actor. Yeah.
Golden Globes.
And we start off with him singing Tommy Boy.
Great singer, huh?
Yes, oh no.
You're actually very good.
Well, it's funny because both Chris and I went into the recording studio, normally pre-record those things, and they just play it back all the time. So he was very nervous about it, and I said, well, hell, I'll go first. And I just, belted it out there. But
I think it rocked.
I set the bar pretty high for him, and then he had an awful time to it. And he was so infuriated by the fact that, and then of course immediately he lost his voice, because when you're working on the edge of your voice like that, you don't have much to go on. And it became kind of funny, and I kept saying to him, "Hey, we're not supposed to be able to sing. Relax, okay? We're supposed to stink."
Yeah, but you did a good job. So he was bumming that you actually sounded good, because
he was furious. I should have gone first. I said, "Yeah, well, you didn't. So screw you."
Plus that was your that was your death scene too. Come
on. I know. I die in all my pictures. In that one, it was the first reel. Not only do I die in all my pictures, but I die of natural causes. I don't even get shot anymore.
No, you don't even get shot anymore?
You got
I get heart attacks and old age and cancer. I mean, it's pretty depressing. Nobody even bothers to waste a bullet on me anymore.
Yeah. What a great actor. I love that conversation. And that's 07.
Great actor. I have always liked him.
Yeah, so did I. Everything he's in, he's really good. Yeah. And some people had him, too. I'm surprised, because 81 is not really you don't pick somebody just on their age when they're 81. It's usually some sort of – but it wasn't coronavirus. They're starting to announce that now when family members don't die of the virus. They're saying,
and it's not corona.
Right.
The Western United States appears to be approaching a mega drought.
That doesn't sound good.
No. A Columbia University
That'll
study.
Fix itself. It'll fix shows, itself.
Shows It'll fix itself. Columbia University study shows that half of the nearly two-decade drought stems from
not raking the forest.
Not raking the forest and man-made global warming. Other factors include shrinking reservoirs and tough fire seasons.
Man-made global warming, that doesn't exist.
There's no signs of the drought letting up as temperatures are projected to keep climbing in states from Oregon down to New Mexico. Researchers think this might be the worst drought in 1,200 years.
Nah.
Hence the term mega drought.
Yeah. Nothing to see here.
Nothing. That's the West. They were rude to me when I was out there.
Let them dry out.
Gavin Newsom lets them poop in the streets. It doesn't happen here in Oahu. Sorry. Just threw a town out there. I'm sure it does.
It probably would on a normal Friday night.
I got no problem with that city, by the way. That town. Just threw one out there.
And stupid scientists are projecting that there is a 75% chance that 2020 will be the warmest year ever.
And it just sucks, too, by the way. Besides that, it's just the worst year ever. Besides the heat.
And guess what they're going to say next year?
Warmest year ever.
2021 will be the warmest
Look
year
outside,
ever.
Look outside, though, Tom. We've got 4 inches of snow. Where's your global warming now?
There's a 75% chance that it'll be the warmest ever.
But there's 25% it won't.
But there's 25% it won't. But that 25% is taken up with, it's at least going to be in the top five.
Oh! Stop with the facts.
So it's at least going to be in the top five. No matter what, 75% chance it'll be the warmest ever.
Man.
Well, you were picking me up there.
I wish we could just hibernate until the year's over.
Yeah.
We're not going to miss football. What are you going to, that's going to be happening.
Take a big nap.
You just sleep for 6 months.
Big nap.
Wake up when it's over.
Yeah.
And a little addendum on this one. Maybe Todd can help us out. In February and March, they were already the warmest months on record without an El Nino present.
Uh-oh.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Speaking of Farley.
First I'm hearing about it.
Yeah.
So,
and I like to get my
health check,
my health weather check. Briefing on a daily basis. That's the first thing I do when I wake up from the nap.
Yeah,
I'll go right to the Weather Channel.
I know.
And they were talking about Nebraska, Iowa, Colorado yesterday. Normally they don't.
Because of the snow.
Well, they talk about the, usually there's storms in the south this time of year.
Right, of course.
And they talk to where the people actually are. On the East Coast.
Sure damn. They were rude to me.
Plus, there really isn't a lot of weather activity on the West Coast. Usually, it's pretty nice. Unless wildfires in California or something. Yeah. You barely hear them talk about California weather, because what are they going to say?
It's beautiful.
Oh, it's nice. Right. Back to you.
Yeah.
That's Lewis Black's old bitch.
I know.
That's right.
Easiest job in TV. The weather
the
guy
street.
In San Diego.
Pooping in the street.
I love that episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm where Larry thinks the guy's forecasting rain so he can go have the golf, more space at the golf course.
Right.
Get a tee time.
Exactly.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What are you looking at, Craig? Shaking your head?
I'm shaking my head because of the crap I ended up printing out as non-coronavirus news. It's just sad. I mean, it's horrific.
Yeah.
I mean, if when we run out of time, we'll talk about how cats are bonding with us more than we think.
Okay. Like they want to kill us?
Bonding in a nice way.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that at the 10:30 segment.
We'll do that then. God, I looked down like, man, I spent some time putting that together. That's just dumb as hell.
I did see.
There's nothing.
I did see a cool story of everybody's getting dogs now because they're stuck inside. There was a story. There was a Florida kennel where like everyone was adopted. It looks like about 50 kennels on 50 cages on each side. And I'm thinking, even my wife had a good point, though. She took me down. She goes, yeah, I hope they don't return them when the coronavirus is over. I said, yeah, you're right. I don't really want this dog anymore.
I like no backsies.
Yeah, no backsies.
Facebook is letting users give each other a virtual hug.
Oh.
There is a seventh Facebook reaction rolling out today on Messenger. And next week on Facebook itself, the reaction is an emoji hugging a heart. Designed to show support when a regular heart react doesn't seem enough.
Can I just bloop up on our face? Because we're not going to shake hands in the future. Just like, hey, bloop, how you doing?
That'd be nice.
Yeah. They were talking about what we do in the future instead of shaking hands. How about you just say, walk up and say hi?
Yeah.
Because one person, they were showing a person just touching their heart. I'm thinking, well, you might not like that guy. Why would you do that?
Yeah, you don't have to do anything.
Yeah, I mean, hey, this is John. You've been working with him this weekend. Oh, I love you. No, you don't love the guy. You know, you just say hi.
I see you, man.
Yeah. You just say hi. I know Craig thinks we're going to shake hands in the future.
I do.
I'm not.
They need to introduce a tug emoji.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like hot vacation pictures.
Yeah. Give
someone a virtual handy.
Yeah.
What is wax off?
A virtual handy. I like that one, too.
I do, too.
Yeah. Like a real one better, but I'll take a virtual one.
Yeah. It's better than a like.
It is better than a like, right.
Even a double like.
I never liked the like button anyway, because the like button said, like, hey, grandma died. Hey, I like that.
Yeah.
I've never got that.
Yes,
well,
she
now,
did.
Now they give you the little crying face
option. Yeah, but I think that's even more, I think that's even worse. Oh,
for
sorry.
For sad things,
sorry.
You're supposed to do
sorry.
That.
Sorry, oh, you're crying.
Let's see. You can you can like it, love it. Laugh at it, be shocked about it, because it's the guy with his mouth open.
Oh, wow.
I'd give the virtual handies if people lose their grandmothers.
And then there's one with a tear and one with a red face.
Yeah.
So you're sad, mad, shocked, laughing, love it, like it. They're giving you some options now.
All right.
Oh, there's a hug.
But it's on my cell phone, and those emojis are so small, I can't even see what they're saying. Even my glasses on, I think, oh, what are they, crying here? I don't know what you're doing. I think the virtual handy would be like the wrist would have to go up and down a little bit, don't you think?
There'd be
there'd have to be motion.
There has to be some, motion in there.
Right, right.
We gotta get you a bigger cell phone.
Yeah, no, it's about as big as could be a little bigger, but.
Okay, we would use the tug emoji
I don't do emojis. Really don't.
No, somebody sent me a handful of emojis.
Right.
And I sent them a text back and said, "Use your words."
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
And even when they did use their words, I look back,
like,
I would have never gotten that.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with the emojis, right, exactly. Yeah.
I would have never gotten that.
Yeah.
Public health experts say the coronavirus testing has to double or triple before the U.S. can safely reopen.
Yes, it does.
Keep that in mind, please.
Safely reopen.
First of all, we have to figure out who's in charge of that.
Well, it's supposed to be the federal government.
Yeah, but nobody knows.
Well, yeah, they're
if they're unwilling to, somebody's going to have to.
Trump blames
do
everybody.
The governor of New York doesn't know who to go to.
Right.
He doesn't know a name. I think it's supposed to be whoever's in charge of Health and Human Services.
They don't have
I'm sure he's
the government is not staffed.
We probably have a director of Health and Human Services, but I'm sure, like everything else, he's an acting director.
Right. Of course he is.
Because nobody can work for that prick for more than a couple of weeks.
No, exactly. And by the way, he doesn't even confirm them because they won't get confirmed. He puts his buddies in those actings because they have to get confirmed a lot of times and they're not qualified.
Yeah, hold the position, they have to get confirmed.
So he just gives them acting ones. Right.
Right. The main qualification for any cabinet position or anything is how much you suck his ass.
Yeah, this is life and death situations. This isn't politics anymore. A year ago, you guys are whining too much about that prick. But now, which everybody's stuck inside, we're all dying.
Now you can't get a haircut and you're out of toilet paper. How'd that work out?
How'd it work for you? Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? No.
I'd take 4 months ago.
So would I.
But Bill Gates,
Yeah, he's a really smart man and a real billionaire, too, by the way.
A real billionaire. A real
Is that going to take somebody like that to step up and be like, hey, here's how testing's going to work?
He's trying.
But there wouldn't be, you wouldn't have any, they don't have any mandate.
No.
Right now they've got, I
federal
think I saw.
Federal government has to do it.
No, and they don't, he didn't have the power.
A month ago, like Todd calls him, the little prick,
yeah.
said there'd be testing sites in Walgreens and Walmarts all across the country and CVS's, and there's not. Tents everywhere.
Yeah. That it's was just going to make ago. This go on longer.
Right. No, we're going to open everything up. It's no. cool.
In Okinawa, Japan, Okinawans have lower rates of cancer, heart disease, dementia.
Fish.
Than Americans.
Eating a lot of fish, no bacon.
They credit their longevity in part to close social circles. And they also credit this to awamori. I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce this, but I'm going to go with awamori.
We'll buy it.
It is their, it is the island's signature alcoholic beverage.
Oh, I did see this story. Yeah. It's not unlike sake, but it's not. It's different, they said.
That is correct.
Right.
It's a big part
of science involved in this? Because well, I'd like to buy some.
No.
I don't know why.
No science.
I don't even know where you get it.
Yeah.
I saw the story, too.
Okinawa? What's it called?
Okinawa.
Awamori. Awamori. A big part of socialization there in Okinawa, they say. According to the president of the Kamamura Shuzo Distillery.
Oh, of course he's the president, yeah.
He says, unlike wine and beer, whose large glasses give a sense of distance from each other, Awamori's sake cups bring us together. The cups are very small, the size of a thimble, so when groups come together to toast, they have to get very close. It naturally makes you come closer to each other.
The headline I thought was a scientific study. This alcohol's better for you. This is just hooey.
Yes.
This is hawa hooey.
Yeah, but I had it sent to me, and it's coronavirus time.
That's fine. I'm glad you brought it up.
So we have to do this.
When I saw the headline, I guarantee like most people, they went, oh, cool. Let's get the, I could live longer without alcohol.
I believe I dug that one up for you because I spend a good couple hours a day looking for non-corona news for you, and it's tough.
Right.
I don't envy your position at all.
And this is this stuff like the sake where you're not supposed to pour your own, so that it also increases the social activity?
Or
somebody's
sure
supposed
on
to pour
one.
It for you?
This apparently is a rice-based distilled liquor.
Now you better fill that thing to the top.
And people outside of Okinawa don't care about it.
I have an aversion to sake because I think we went to one of those Kobe steakhouses or Benihana or something once, and I got really drunk on that. And it's a bad drunk.
Yeah. Is it?
Bad hangover.
I never did drink a bunch of sake.
I never. I've only had it once or twice, but I didn't drink too much.
I don't usually order. You know, when I get sushi, I order the Japanese beer. I order those.
The Sapporo?
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. Two or three different Japanese beers are really good, actually. Really good. But I never, sake,
Did you drink the sake hot, Todd? Because some places, they you have that option of having it hot.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think it was warm.
Right.
I wouldn't be against drinking a bunch of sake.
No, I would drink that right now.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mm. Right.
Those places, I always like to get the drinks that have the big umbrellas in them.
Yeah.
I don't give a crap.
That's a good sex act, though, the hot sake. I gave her the hot sake last night. Yeah.
Nice. That was, you feel that one in the morning.
You would.
The Vatican has reportedly censored some video.
Really? Of little boys?
Showing Pope Francis
and little boys
joke that Scotch whiskey is the real holy water.
Oh, cool. The Pope gets hammered.
The clip
Catholics do drink. I'll give them that.
The clip was originally part of a BBC documentary
They probably drink to forget that everybody's getting played with.
Was originally part of a BBC documentary called Priest School.
Or they drink to forget that the priest played with them.
Forgot about that. Yeah. Forgot about that.
That's a big factor.
That's a huge factor.
That's a big chunk of the population.
Right.
This documentary called Priest School features the Pope.
Doesn't that sound like a bad 80s movie? Priest School.
Yes, it really does.
Yeah. Boobs. Boobs all over Priest School.
Dangerfield could have saved it.
Yeah, there wouldn't be boobs, though.
Featured the Pope meeting visiting Scottish students at the Apostolic Palace. They gave him a bottle of Oban 14 malt. I don't even know if I'm saying that right. Oban 14 malt.
All right.
The 83-year-old blurted out the joke that's the real holy water and laughed. The film director told the Scottish Daily Record that the Vatican's media office made sure to remove that clip from the film. Various accounts indicate that the Pope likes whiskey from time to time, and that is why he called that Scotch whiskey the real holy water.
Pope also said this.
Whiskey disables my dinky.
Which is what he's like. See, he doesn't want that thing.
Whiskey disables my dinky.
They should have more priests drinking that thing.
He's got no use for that.
He wants it disabled.
Well, if you're the Pope, you could just get drunk all the time. I'd be like,
yeah,
let's drink some whiskey and drive around in that bubble car. Like, right. Let's go.
Let's go.
Grab the big hats. We're going on a trip.
Nobody's showing up for the masses because of the virus, so let's get ripped. Good enough.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.